Welcome to Zap This Blog. I read about Freedom Tech, and I talk about Bitcoin, but you won't see any charts or trading or any of that junk in this. This is just about using Bitcoin as Freedom Tech. And this blog post is entitled Why I HODL. But before I begin, this is the first time I've actually done this, and I just got this new microphone. And I may not have all of the kinks kicked. I haven't gotten all the kinks out, I guess. The other thing is, in the background, I do have a BitAx going. So if you hear that, let me know. If it bothers you, I'll do something about that. If you don't know, the thing to do is not get scared, but to learn. Ayn Rand. The HODL meme comes from a Bitcoin Talk forum post written on December 18th, 2013. I had not heard of Bitcoin yet, but I found the USD price of Bitcoin on that day on Satsmuse. Don't believe your TV. It does not stand for hold on for dear life. That's fake AF news. It's HODL, not HOFADL. It was HODLing, misspelled because a guy got drunk on one of many I need a drink moments in Bitcoin history. We do not trade. We do not persuade you to buy bullshit on a blockchain. We use public key cryptography, but we are not crypto bros. We are HODLers. We HODL Bitcoin. We use charts for other stuff, but not day trading. 2 plus 2 equals 4. 21 million equals 21 million. A new block is created every 10 minutes. 144 blocks per day. 52,560 blocks per year. 210,384 blocks every 4 years. Here is the original post by GameKyubi, entitled, Why I Am HODLing. I typed that title twice because I knew it was wrong the first time. Still wrong, W/E, which stands for whatever. GF's out at a lesbian bar, BTC crashing. Why am I HODLing? I'll tell you why. It's because I'm a bad trader, and I know I'm a bad trader. Yeah, you good traders can spot the highs and the lows, pit, pat, piffy, wing, wong, wing, just like that, and make a million bucks. Sure, no problem, bro. Likewise, the weak hands are like, oh no, it's going down. I'm going to sell. Hee hee hee. And then they're like, oh God, my asshole. When the smart traders know what the fuck they're doing, buy back in. But you know what? I'm not part of that group. When the traders buy back in, I'm already part of the market capital. So guess who you're cheating, day traders? Not me. Those taunt threads saying, oh, you should have sold. Yeah, no shit. No shit I should have sold. I should have. Sold moments before every sell and bought moments before every buy. But you know what? Not everybody is as cool as you. You only sell in a bear market if you are a good day trader or an illusion noob. The people in between hold. In a zero-sum game such as this, traders can only take your money if you sell. So I've had some whiskey. Actually, on the bottle, it's spelled whiskey. W/E, sue me, but only if it's payable in BTC. This is why I HODL. I consider myself an activist/hacktivist investor. Many of the people I follow on Nostr were on Mastodon, under the BitcoinHackers.org instance. The cypherpunk said, code is speech, cypherpunks write code. Nostriches know this. Vibe coding is English. Nostriches write vibe code. One such nostrich named HODL said, HODLing is so hard people don't even believe you. He's right. Fiat maxis cannot believe we HODLed. It's true because people wearing green tinted fiat glasses do not understand what's in their wallet. It's all credit, even your debit card. But here's the real mule kick to the balls. The value of old-fashioned paper cash money is also credit. According to the Chapwood Index, inflation is much higher than the CPI would lead you to believe. And so I have an image here of the Chapwood Index of the top 10 cities in the United States as far as average inflation. And those top 10 cities range in between, maybe 10 to 13%. And as an aside, the Chapwood Index gets these prices by asking people to record the prices of the, I believe it's the 150 top purchased items in the United States. It's not the CPI. A few blogs ago, I wrote about being an activist slash hacktivist investor. This is what my activism is all about. I'm opposed to monetary debasement governments impose on their citizens without their consent. This problem started thousands of years ago, and I believe monetary debasement is the root of all evil. Most of it, anyway. That's why we say, fix the money, fix the world. According to GPT-5 Mini, fix the money, fix the world is a phrase often associated with the belief that adopting sound money principles like those of Bitcoin can address economic issues such as inflation and central banking problems. It suggests that a better monetary system can lead to a healthier economy and society. Fixing the world. Here's my hacktivist investment thesis. But be aware this is not financial advice. I'm merely exposing my bias. It cannot be investment advice because this is not about the money. It's about the monetary debasement I oppose, also known as inflation. I do not hold a well-diversified portfolio. I hold the middle finger up to the Federal Reserve. I do not own any stocks, bonds, or rental properties. If humankind loses the ability to make electricity, Bitcoin will stop working and I will go down with the ship. I spend sats, but the goal is to spend less sats at the end of the year than I earn. It took a long time to learn how to do this. I made many mistakes, but I find it fulfilling. It is also true that if we don't switch to quantum-resistant cryptography, quantum computing might break the Bitcoin time chain. If it does, sucks to be me. But if you think the too-big-to-fail banks will survive this financial zombie apocalypse, you might want to sit down, grab some tissue paper. I have some bad news for you. That three-digit security code on the credit cards, not going to make it either. Time is money, and Bitcoin turns into a clock. If you're true wealth, and we all know one thing for sure, your days are on Earth are much more scarce than Bitcoin, even if you live as many days as Moses, 43,800. Your supply of days is shortened by one with each good night. Under the fiat system, the fruits of your labor diminish as your time on the planet becomes more scarce. This is because those who control the money abuse this power. Modern money is proprietary software designed to siphon the value you've created your whole life. The powers that be steal from you like a pickpocketer. Your card for less stuff. Anything you save gets slowly taken away. Bitcoin is like a wallet with a chain with a unique feature. The chain gets longer every 10 minutes. The longer the chain, the more difficult it is to break. You also can't yank it off the belt loop. The governments cannot sweep your stack into the strategic Bitcoin reserve unless you sign a transaction or they find the keys. They do get some Bitcoin from some people, but it would be extremely difficult for them to get it from all people. After about 6 blocks, about an hour on average, your money becomes almost impossible to steal. You can't hold dollars. A dollar is once as good as approximately 1/20th of an ounce of gold. Put another way, a dollar was first valued at 5% of an ounce of gold. Now that gold is worth $3,348.42 per ounce, we can express the true value of a dollar expressed as a percentage of an ounce of gold. This is Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader math, not astrophysics. At the time of this writing, a dollar is worth about 0.000297 ounces of gold. The median price of a home in the United States is about 112.68 ounces of gold, or 3,589,748.70. That is what I protest. The consequence of monetary debasement. That is why I hodl. My work in the fiat realm is not valued much by society at large. Not financially, anyway. I've always been frugal, but my paycheck could never rise faster than my cost of living unless I bought used stuff off Craigslist, TVs, beans, rice, or lentils. I once saw my savings account paid 0.01% and verbally utter the words, "Are you fucking kidding me?" The CPI is considered high at 2.7% or W/E these days. But those numbers are bullshit when compared to the top 150 items bought by most Americans. Those who do not understand this math can feel it when they shop for groceries. They'd vote for the candidate that will ease inflation, but voting your way out of a sovereign debt crisis and praying to the economic war gods is not a game theory optimal strategy for dealing with this situation. Oh well, we can't save everyone. Some people will fall for the central banks on a blockchain, memes on a blockchain, or the most useful blockchain of them all, national debt on a blockchain. My parents graduated high school. My dad is part of the silent generation. Mom is a baby boomer. They bought a house in Southern California in March of 1990 for $134,500. According to the official CPI calculator, $134,500 has the same buying power as $337,606.50 today. Sure, no problem, bro. Pit, pat, piffy, wing, wong, wang. My parents' house is almost twice that. Stablecoins are deficit spinning on the blockchain. Still wrong. Here's a quote from a famous suit wearer, JD Vance, who spoke at the Bitcoin 2025 conference. Full disclosure, I watched this on YouTube because I didn't feel like waiting in line and walking past Secret Service suits. Let me emphasize, in this administration, we do not view stablecoins as a threat to the integrity of the dollar, quite the contrary. In fact, we view stablecoins as a major power multiplier for our economy. A stablecoin pegged to the dollar, especially after the Genius Act is enacted, can only be good for the U.S. economy and can only be good for the dollar. So, again, we are optimistic that the Senate can quickly pass a pure Genius Act and that the House will follow suit. Of course, once that happens, our great President Trump will sign the bill as soon as he receives it. And he did sign it. It sure means somebody's getting pegged, but good for the dollar? Meh. I'm not so sure. How are stablecoins good for the dollar? Number one, they are fast, especially when we get them on the Lightning Network. Number two, they are stable as a toddler riding a tiny tyke downhill. I'll admit that they're not totally useless, but they won't get you where you need to go. Number three, they make trillions of fiat bucks. Number four, Tether, the biggest stablecoin issuer in the world, is leveraging a speculative attack on the U.S. dollar. Oops, sorry. That's good for Bitcoin, not the dollar. My bad. Good for jobs. Tether makes $200 million per week with its whopping 50 employees. I'm available for hire, by the way. Too bad these jobs are a long shot. The median price home in the United States is $410,800. In case you still care about digital fiat bucks, the CPI is used to calculate wage raises. I should trust government math, right? Still wrong, W/E. When I was young, fractional reserve banking pissed me off. I still have some of that anger smoldering somewhere inside me, and I'm trying to let it go. I shouldn't care, and I know I can't pull everyone out of the fiat matrix, but that anger still exists there, like the bone under my skin. You can take the punk rock out of the punk rocker, but you can't take the punk rock out of the punk rocker. The thing is, I'm a fiat minimalist. It shouldn't bother me. But it does. I just don't like seeing people get duped. I am not a trader. Why am I hodling? I'll tell you why. It's because the dollar is bad money. I know the CPI and unemployment numbers are bullshit. Political promises of balanced budget are bullshit. The United States government needs crypto to fuel various political promises. This is a quote from JD Vance at Bitcoin 2025. Although I had a ticket, I did not watch it live because I didn't want to throw tomatoes. Either. Just kidding, NSA. I wouldn't really throw tomatoes. Once the Genius Act is enacted, it will greatly expand the use of stablecoins as a digital payment system for millions of our fellow Americans. It will also protect token holders and inject further transparency into the market. What exactly are token holders protecting? Memes? Non-fungible and right-clickable JPEGs? No. The Genius Act enables a different number go-up technology, the United States national debt. According to the U.S. debt clock, every U.S. citizen owes $108,604. Vance said the Bitcoin price was $108,000 that day. From this vantage point, we see the dollar in a different light. Stablecoins make debt per citizen go up. This means the set-in-stone limited supply cap of Bitcoin is competing against the infinite U.S. national debt demand. Hee hee hee. Full disclosure. I apologize to the toxic Bitcoin maxis in advance. I hodl, One, Liquid, Tether, stablecoin. This is not investment advice. I plan on giving it to my granddaughter as a digital memento. What will it buy her in 25 years? My guess, it will become as useless as a halfpenny. You can't even find anything at the Dollar Tree for less than $1.25 these days, and most things cost much more at the Dollar Tree. My grandparents bought me a U.S. savings bond when I was born. I don't petition the government for higher interest rates. I don't care if Powell lowers interest rates or if the President of the United States calls him a poopy dummy pants because I am excited the fiat master slave system. I mean, I exited it. Maybe my paycheck will buy me less trash on Amazon because of the price dips, but I don't want your war daddy bucks anyway. I don't know how many stablecoins the government will print over the next decade, but I do know how many Bitcoin will be created within the next decade. But I expect 525,960 TikToks of the Bitcoin time chain. We will never create more. Feel free to change the code, but I will not run it on my node, nor will anyone in their right mind, because Bitcoin is 21 million and no shitcoin can change that. Not even a shitcoin backed by the full faith and credit of the United States national debt. Lynn Nalden says nothing stops this train. Voting does not stop this train, so I vote for better money. I use better money to buy groceries, better money to pay my bills, and better money to save. That is why I'm hodling Bitcoin. I hope you opt out of inflation, but if not, you should at least calculate how much stablecoins will buy within the next 10 years. I will bet you 100 sats your fiat bucks will buy less a decade from now. TikTok, next block. Mark. 911, 504.